This is Vrindavan Mahimamrita class. We're discussing, now we're having a little summary. We've discussed a lot about the Brijvasis, and now we're going to summarize some verses, which summary of Brijvasi Tattva. And the first one is chapter 11. You can turn to your books. Chapter 11, verse 106. More about the Brijvasis, the residents of Vrindavan who cherish Radha and Krishna as their life and soul. So we'll read the Sanskrit together. Pamartha panchaiva brahmanam ihya vishvag vidarate sadaronde vrindavanagata janer atma kalane ihastanam tvaitat parama kripya pranmaramaha rasoga shirada padajuga jusham kvapi nadrishi. Saraswati Pad says, according to the vision of the blissful residents of Vrindavan, which means the Brijvasis, the five goals of life can be seen wandering about Vrindavan. But the vision of the servants of Sri Radha's lotus feet, from which flows an ocean of transcendental mellows, does not divert from the mercy of Sri Radha. But the point is, this is one of the key verses that summarizes the whole situation which with Brijvasis, that they have they're blissful. Blissful residents of Vrindavan. They have a particular vision. So what do they see and what do they feel? Because there's plenty of people in Vrindavan that aren't so blissful. Why aren't they blissful? Because they're interested in the five goals of life that are wandering around Vrindavan waiting to serve you. Dharmart Kam Moksh. That's four, and fifth one is Vaikuntha Prem, beyond moksha. So they're interested. But the servants of Radha's lotus feet, they're happy with the mercy of Radha. Radha Kripa. Radha Kripa Kataksha. In fact, the mercy of Radha is everything for the Brijvasis. Her name is everything. Her darshan is everything. And always they say, Jaya Radhe, Jaya Radhe. And even when they pray, all they pray for is a touch of mercy. More mercy. Radha Kripa Kataksha. Kada Krishya Siyamam Kripa Kataksha Vajanam. They pray, I don't even want your lotus feet. I don't even want to touch Sparsha Charan, touch of your lotus feet, or even your direct service. All I want is a glance from the corner of your eye. That much mercy. Isn't it? That prayer is there. Tada Karishya Siyamam Kripa Kataksha Vajanam. Kataksha means from the cone, from the corner. Kata Aksha. The corner of your eye, that Kripa. It's not much. It's the corner of the eye. Give that much glance. That's my Dharma. That's my art. That's my religion. That's my desirable wealth and object. That's my sense gratification, my calm. That's my moksha. That's my liberation. That's my prema. That's my everything. Jai Jai Shri Radhe. So this is one of the summary verses that characterize the Brijvasis. Next one is number 7, which we haven't contacted, or let's say discussed. Let's read together. Shri Vrindavana Raje Krishna Subhava Param Praja Raja Ye Krita Raje Kaityas Tesham Rasa Sampado So put you run a do with the end. Don argya. Like argya, you know, argya offers some water to the mouth. Any person who loves Krishna in the kingdom of Vrindavan is a king, even though he is a subject. One who is fully absorbed in the mellow of the kingdom of Vrindavan certainly possesses the invaluable treasure of love of God. So here Prabhupada Saraswati is saying that that's the greatest lordship. The greatest lordship, the greatest empire, and the greatest kingdom is the empire of service and the kingdom of surrender. And the lordship, lording it over the opportunity to serve Radha and Krishna's lotus feet. Because Ekale Ishvara Krishna Ara Sabya Britya. There's one Ishvara, one king, one master, Krishna, Purusha. Lila Purushottam Krishna. Everyone else is his subject. The subjects of the king, you've heard this term. We are the subjects. We are his loyal subjects of the king. So we're the subjects, but then we're the king. How we become the king? A king has a treasury. A king has wealth. What wealth do we have? We have the wealth of Prem Seva. We have the wealth of Brajavas. We have the wealth of Radha Krishna Darshan. And that means we're the richest. And Ramananda Roy was asked by Lord Chaitanya, who is a wealthy man? Who is a Dhani? Who is a Paradhani? Paramdhani? And Gauranga Mahaprabhu asked him. And then he said, one who has the wealth of Krishna Prem. And Krishna Prem means the service of Krishna's feet. He is a truly wealthy person. Any person who loves Krishna is a Premi Bhakta. All the servants of Krishna, all the Sakas and all the coward boys and coward damsels of Braj, and Radha, Yashoda, Nanda, Raktak Patrak, the cows, the birds, the parrots, the peacocks, the river, the trees, they're all lovers of Krishna, they're all premis serving Krishna, and they're all the wealthiest entities. They're kings. Anyone who loves Krishna, the kingdom of Vrindavan, is a king. Even though, how can you have so many kings in one kingdom? Because in the kingdom of love, everyone rules. This is interesting. Because in a material kingdom, there's one king and so many subjects. And then there's next door, there's another kingdom. There's the Mewar kingdom, and there's the Bharatpur kingdom, and there's the Marwari kingdom and the Jat kingdom and the Rajasthanis and the Rajput kingdom. This kingdom, the Utkal kingdom, and then the Kalinga kingdom, and then they combine into one province, Utkal Kalinga. There was a king of Kalinga and the king of Utkal. And then Pratapruja defeated them both and took them both, Utkal Kalinga. So this is a very special kingdom, this kingdom of love. The spiritual kingdom of Vrindavan. Everybody's king. It's the only place in the universe where everyone, it's a win-win situation. Everyone wins. Krishna wins. Krishna's the king. I'm the king. Krishna says, I'm the king because I'm the Lord of love. And the devotees say, I'm the king. I'm the Lord of love. No, I will defeat you. How do you defeat the king in the kingdom of love? By serving him more. So the king's servants want to serve Krishna so much they defeat him with their loving service. And Krishna says, Hare, I'm the king. And this is my kingdom of love. I will serve you more. I'll give you as much prasadam as five men can eat. Watch this. Gauranga is serving prasadam. He gave each man 10 plates. When they sat for prasadam one feast, they got 10 leaf plates. He gave them 10 plates and he said he had very huge hands. Very large hands, Lord Chaitanya, large figure. And he was serving, gave as much food as five men could eat. One man, five men. That sounds good, no? So this is love, service. He was giving out love. That's when he was giving prasad. Then he's glorifying the devotees. When Lord Gauranga would glorify the devotees, it seemed that he had how many mouths? Five. The verse says five. Of course, he's also anatta shesh. It's a hyperbole. It's an exaggeration. Five is a lot. Usually man has one. And we can hardly say one good thing. With our one mouth, we can hardly say one good thing about one person. With our one mouth, we can't even say one good thing about one person. And Lord Chaitanya had five mouths to glorify each and every devotee. And he did so. And Shiva Sangam in the Mahaprakash Leela, he was calling up, hey, call Haridas Thakur. Do you know Haridas Thakur? This? Call Shivas, Shivas. And he glorified one by one in the public assembly. He's a good guy. In public, he glorified. So this is the beautiful feature of the Brijvasis. They're all kings of love. And king means, a real king is a servant of his subjects, isn't it? Ram Rajya. You heard of Ram Rajya? Ram Rajya, that kingdom of the Raj. Rajya means the kingdom. Rajya, Ram Rajya, the kingdom of Ram. It was so glorious because he was a father. He was a friend. He is a provider, a protector. He loved his people. He loved his subjects. And he loved them, so he served them. Made sure they were peaceful, happy. All kinds of yagyas and pujas and brahmins were happy. Cows were happy. Land was happy. All the sub-devatas were happy. So it was perfect weather, perfect climate, perfect food, perfect minds, everything. Ayodhya Dham, Ki, Jai. So the umbrella signifies, under the symbolism, the umbrella under Radha Krishna's feet symbolizes that any devotee who takes shelter, Sharanam, Krishna Sharanam, Radha Sharanam, the shelter of the feet of Radha and Krishna, He'll have all the opulences, you know, like an umbrella over his head. Those feet will become an umbrella over his head, which means Shubhada. His life will become Shubhada by that bhakti, bhajan, and by that sharanagati. His life will become very fortunate and auspicious. And that's what Lakshmi is all about. Lakshmi Devi means the presence of fortune and auspiciousness. So a devotee's life becomes full of fortune and full of auspiciousness because he takes shelter of the lotus feet of Radha and Krishna. So one is fully absorbed in the mellows of the kingdom of Vrindavan, certainly possesses the invaluable treasure of love of God. Tesham rasa sampado argya. These are some beautiful verses about the Vrijvasis. Now we'll turn to chapter 13. And that's verse 22. Ho manda brinda vipina idam ihastira charam chiranandha kare gunamaya diya sarana diya vayam tu shirada morali daradasyaika rasasam parametat kandam dvayam akula vandyam vivri numa. Vivri numa. Alas! Alas! Aho! Alas! Unfortunate people, consider that all the animate and inanimate living entities of the eternally blissful Vrindavan are under the influence of the three modes of material nature. But we, Prabodhananda Saraswati, feel that all the animate and inanimate objects, that means living and non-living, so to speak, objects who possess the transcendental wealth of Sri Sri Radha Muralidhara's service are fit to be offered prayers. So some people see Vrindavan and the ground and the rocks and the water and the other inanimate, what's on one level is considered inanimate objects, the earth, the sky, the ground, the water, the land, the caves, etc., to be inanimate. Then the animate, or the animus, the living entities, trees and birds, and of course people, obviously, they look at them and they say, this guy's in Rajaguna, this guy's in Tamaguna, this is Sattvaguna. They're under the Triguna. They're covered, or they're made of the Triguna. And something ordinary, nothing special. But he says they're under the Prabhav, the influence. So he's in ignorance, or that living under the pigs in ignorance, pigs in Tamagun. So he may be obviously exhibiting some characteristics of the attributes, the lakshana of Tamagun, sleeping all day and eating all kinds of ignorant, you know, tamasic foodstuffs, etc. But that's one level, and one can see that, but maybe one has to stretch his vision a little bit and see a little bit like this. And there's lots of backing for this statement also from Shastra and other personal prayers and experiences of the greatest demigods. But he's saying that, okay, you say that the living and non-living entities in Vrindavan, Brajmandal, you say they are under the modes of nature, as we say, he's under the modes, we commonly say. But I say that this land is eternally blissful, and everything and everyone, everything, object, and one person, bird, pig, dog, monkey, they're all serving Radha and Krishna. That's what he says. They're wealthy. All these objects, even the dirt is, the dust is wealthy, and the trees are wealthy, and the water is wealthy. Why? Because they're engaged in the service of Radha and Krishna. So not only are they wealthy, and that's their exalted, special, unique position beyond the modes of nature, because bhakti is transcendental, service of Krishna is transcendental. But I'm going to take it one step further. They're fit to be offered prayers, vandanam. Vandanam means worship. I'll offer prayers to the dust of Vrindavan. I'll offer prayers to the water of Vrindavan. I'll offer Jamuna Ashtakam. And the Vrindavan Astakam, that's prayers to the dust. I'll offer prayers to the caves of Govardhan. I'll offer prayers to the caves of Gavarvan and Barsana. So this is the vision of the realized souls. And Brahma is coming down and rolling in the dust and praying to the dust, and Uddhava is praying to the dust of Vrindavan. This is such a beautiful, this vision of love. Love is such a vision, it's prem drishti, that one can, it's all encompassing. There's no limitation. Love, spiritual love is unlimited because we're loving Ananta Rupam Krishna, Ananta Krishna, Ananta Sham. So that vision, if you're loving the unlimited, then your vision has to be unlimited because he's unlimited. And his heart is unlimited, so our hearts have to expand to unlimited degrees to love the unlimited. Even that's not enough unless he reciprocates with us. So when the vision, when the love expands, then the appreciation expands, the gratitude expands, everything. So Prabhupada Saraswati, he of course is Tunga Vidyasakhi, and he's Premi Bhakti of Gauranga and a Premi Bhakti of Krishna, devotee, Sakhi of Radha, Krishna, coming to teach us about the vision of the pure devotees, how to see Vrindavan, the Vrindavan vision. So we have to see through the eyes of the Shastra, right? They say we see transcendental. Shastra Chakshush, Guru Chakshush, says the devotee has two eyes. One is Guru Chakshush and the other is Shastra Chakshush. The eye of Shastra, the eye of Guru. I'm seeing the Shastra, and the Shastras are looking at me, and the Shastras are examining me. Because if you're looking at someone, they're also looking at you. So Shastra Chakshus, you're looking at the Shastra and reading them, but they're also reading you. They're also analyzing you and pinpointing where you're at. Especially you read Madhurya Kadambini, you say, hey, wait a minute, you're talking about me? The Shastras are looking right at you. Looking right at you, man. They're looking directly at you and they're talking, they're speaking to you. Whoever you're looking at, you speak to. The Shastras are looking at us and they're analyzing us and they're telling us, hey, listen, buddy, you're no good. You're a dog. Oh, really? What are you telling me this for? I don't like it. I'm going to read Krishna book. As it is, the truth as it is, mirror, mirror on the wall, who's the ugliest of them all? So the Shastras are mirrors of our lives. You know, we look in the Shastras and we see our lives. And then we think, oh, Krishna. So that's Shastra Chakshush. Then there's Guru Chakshush. So then we try to see the world through the eye of the Guru. We try to see the Shastras through the eye of the Guru, by his realizations, by his tikas and explanations. And that way we get 20/20 vision. We get perfect vision. So this is, he's our Guru. He's our Tirth Guru. Certainly he's our Tirth Guru. One of the great Tirth Gurus. Prabhupada Saraswati Ki Jai. So he's teaching us, listen, my dear Shishya, my dear followers. See like this. Vrindavan Mahimamrita Ki Jai.